Hello, everyone. My name is Dre, and you are listening to What's the Real Deal? Okay. So I have a whole bunch of people that I told Mr. Todd Robert Anderson was going to be on the show today, otherwise known as Tra. Tra, get it? T-R-A. And I told them, I said, email me, tweet me, text me, send me a letter. All the questions you wanted to ever ask Mr. Todd Robert Anderson, I will ask them for you, and he will answer them, damn it.
What's the name of this?
It's called What's the Real Deal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My representation said it was called the Toncast or something like that, but you call it What's the Real Deal?
Yeah, I don't know why they told you that.
That's really weird. Okay, cool. Yeah. So What's the Real Deal? All right. That's a good name for a podcast.
I try to be creative, and, you know, my peeps, my support crew, they told me that they liked this name, so that's what it's going to be.
Oh, okay, great.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, great.
You sound a little tense.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Okay.
Let me start with the number one question. Do you realize that you have three first names?
I have three first names. Yeah, that's very true. I wouldn't have known that until Anderson Cooper, though. I mean, I think he changed it, but arguably, you know, he has two last names. I mean, Cooper can be a first name too, but Cooper's all often a last name. He's got names that go both ways.
I've heard that about him. So the number one question that everyone has been asking me, wanting me to ask you, do you have an eating disorder?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay. And that eating disorder is?
What do you call it when you drink a lot, way too much alcohol?
Oh, that's called the liquid diet. That's not an eating disorder, honey. That's just what we do in LA.
Oh, all right. Then I guess I'm fine.
Okay. So if you did have an eating disorder, would you be anorexic or bulimic?
Can I be both?
Yes, you can, and I said you were going to say that, so Kennedy, you owe me $5. Great, you just want me some money. That's awesome.
Well, I'd like to be, you know, like really skinny, sickly skinny, and then, well, I guess you can't eat if you're anorexic, but if you're anorexic and bulimic, then you just dry heave, right? You just dry heave a lot.
Very good. Yes, you dry heave, you smoke a lot of cigs, and you drink.
All right, cool.
So we're on our way.
Great. Yeah, yay. That sounds all right.
Number two question that all my people have been wanting to know. We hear rumors that you are a neat freak.
A neat freak?
Yes. A slight case of OCD.
Yeah. I guess I like a clean house. I mean, not, I would never have, you know, a contemporary house with like two pieces of furniture and a big TV and nothing else. I like stuff, but I like the stuff to not have a lot of dust on it.
Lovely. And so this is a very interesting question. When you're doing the dishes, do you like to wash or dry?
Well, I generally just wash and then I leave them in a dish rack.
Okay.
And they drip dry. I drip dry them.
Nice.
And then the towel drying is just pretty minimal when you put the dishes away, if you let them
very
dry,
interesting.
Air dry.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. I bet you guys didn't think he was going to say that. Wow. You were surprising the hell out of everyone today.
Yeah, this is hard-hitting stuff.
No, it is. I was surprised by some of these questions.
I had no idea that this was going to be as hard-hitting as, say, a Piers Morgan interview.
No,
I'm surprised you don't have a British accent.
I was trying to work on that, but of course it didn't work. So
okay.
I guess we're just going to have to sound like me.
Oh, well.
Dre on What's the Real Deal.
Dre, What's the Real Deal?
Yes. So another question is, if you were gay, would you be a top or a bottom?
If I was gay, would I be...
Notice he said if.
Top or bottom. Well, I was just repeating the question, because you said if.
Oh.
That's why I said
okay.
If.
Monkey see, monkey do. Okay.
You don't have to be racist about
it. Oh, I'm sorry about that, sir.
If I was gay, I don't know. I don't know. I guess it would depend on the person, the man that I was with.
Very good question.
If I was, more polyamorous, then I might want to go back and forth, you know? I might like to try the bottom and then to go to the top and back and forth, you know?
So he swings both ways.
Varieties. But if I was gay, I would swing both ways.
Lovely. So that means what would you look for in a man? What physical qualities would
physical
you want?
Physical qualities.
Yes.
I'd like somebody who's, average height and build, I think. I wouldn't want too beefcakey, muscly, because then, I'd worry about getting hurt.
I'm sure those beefcakey muscles guys are very, very gentle.
Well, I don't know. Some of them, I'm sure, are. Others may not be.
Well, it depends on what your mood is.
Yeah, I guess.
Right,
yeah,
Tra?
Yeah, right, right. If I was in the mood for that kind of thing.
Okay, he's looking at me quite puzzled, and I don't know why. These are the questions that were sent to me.
Right, by fans.
Yes, by all my fans. Hey, guys, how are you?
Hi, Dre Dre fans.
Okay, I have a really, 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 really important question. Have you ever touched yourself in church?
Have I?
He's Irish.
You mean sexually or just touched myself?
Like, however you want to interpret that question.
Well, when I've been in church, I've had my hands on my own knees, or rested my elbows on my thighs because I was bored and trying not to fall asleep. Sexually, I've never touched myself. I never touched myself in church, but I would look around the church and find the attractive women and think about having sex with those women, but I would not touch myself until I got home.
Which leads me to this next question. What was the best sex dream you've ever had this week?
Sex dream?
If you have sex dreams.
Not sex fantasy, like a dream about
an actual dream.
Sex this week. The only sex dream I remember having was, it was one of those things where there's, this woman that I kind of know.
Okay.
An acquaintance, that I never would have thought about sexually, who was, being very aggressive with me. That's the only one I remember, so I guess it would have to be the best, because it's the only one I had.
Sorry, Sally from Arizona. That's the best he could do with that question.
Okay.
She has a huge crush on you, so why don't you do a little shout-out to Sally.
Hey, Sally. Hi.
I know she's listening. Okay, I have another great, 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 great question. Mm. Who is your celebrity crush?
Celebrity crush?
Yes. Man or woman?
Celebrity crush. I would go, what's that name of the mom who's on American Horror Story right now? Connie Britton or something like that? Is that her name?
I think so. I'm not quite
sure. Whatever her name is, I really like the mom on American Horror Story.
Okay, mom.
And I didn't mind so much watching Dylan McDermott Christerbate in the pilot episode. But I do think she's very super attractive.
So we've got his celebrity crush, and we've got his three-way if he ever had a celebrity sandwich.
Yeah, I would have weird banana sex with the cast of American Horror Story.
And who would be in the middle of that sandwich?
Probably me and Faye Dunaway or whoever that is on that show.
We're going to Google this at the end to find out the real name so we can start to stalk her. Because that's what we do. All right, I want you to finish the line to this song.
Not Faye Dunaway, Jessica Lange.
Jessica Lange.
Yeah, she and I would be the middle, and then Dylan McDermott and the Connie Britton or whatever her name is would be the bread.
I love it. It would be a Jessica Tra sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love it. Double stuffed.
Yeah. It's a very sexual podcast that
you
run.
I'm an after-hours talk show, so we tend to kind of lean towards
sex. Well, sex gets listeners. People love sex.
Well, that's not the only reason why they're listening. I mean, they do like me.
Yeah, yeah.
Other than that.
Yeah. But they probably like you in a sexual way. I think that's...
Thank you.
If you lean towards the sexuality, there's probably a lot of people thinking about you sexually.
Oh, I've never thought about that.
Not just yet.
Wow, okay. That's an interesting twist. I didn't realize I was just one note, but if you're saying that...
I wonder if Dylan McDermott listened to this, if he'd wind up crysturbating to it. That's what I wonder.
Wow, well, I wouldn't mind. That's something to maybe touch on for the next episode.
You should try to get him on your show.
Or get him on me. Did I just say that? Hi, Mom. All right, I want you to finish the line to this song. Let's see how he is on the singing portion of our program.
So, is this an actual song?
This is an actual song, and let's see if you know the lines to it.
Okay.
Okay. My milkshake brings...
all the boys to the yard.
Yay! Yeah. All right, you know that one? How about this one? I like big butts.
And I cannot lie.
What? Yeah. He is up to date.
But if I say any more of that song, then it's probably racist of me to quote it.
Well, no one's ever accused you of that, but okay.
I'm just saying.
I've got a really hard one. Happy
birthday to you.
Wow. Okay.
This is a good game. This is about my intellect level.
And I want to also find out your movie knowledge. Maybe you can name the movie.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say a line and name the movie.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to be ignored, Dan.
That's Fatal Attraction.
Who said the line?
The actress?
Yes.
Glenn Close.
Good one.
Yeah.
Good one. Yeah. All right. How about this one? Claire, that's a fat girl's name.
That's from The Breakfast Club?
Yes.
All right, and it was Judd Nelson, isn't it?
You are very, very, very good at this.
I'm very smart.
Well, yeah, we've
heard that about you. This is how you measure intellect, by what people know about movies from the 1980s.
And you seem to know it all. I hear that you have a huge, huge DVD collection. And
I do
have
a lot of movies at home, yeah.
If there was one movie you could have, if the world was coming to an end and there was only one movie you could grab and have for the rest of your life, which movie would that be?
It'd probably be, well, what, just like in my
any
life now,
genre,
I don't have to, okay, I would go with, John Carpenter's remake of The Thing. That would be the
okay,
one.
Okay, you heard that, John.
I would want. Yeah, John.
Draw's your favorite.
Yeah.
Love
Where
it,
are
love
you,
it.
John? Why don't you make movies anymore, dude?
Poor JC. He's probably listening to this, too, so we're just going to say a little hi to him as well.
Yeah, I'll make sure that I notify him about this on Twitter.
Please do.
I follow him on Twitter.
Oh, that's lovely. I do not, but I'm assuming after this program, maybe he'll be following me.
I'm sure he will.
That'd be lovely.
I'll bet you have a lot of Twitter followers.
Thank you. I don't, but thank you.
Do you have a Twitter account?
I'm going to start one after this program.
That's why you don't have very many followers currently, though, is you're not on Twitter.
Well, yes, if we want to believe that, okay.
I mean, that's just a technical thing, really.
I guess so. Yeah, I do have a few followers who are diehard fans, and I swear when I told them that you were going to be on, they dropped everything and said, please, please, please ask him these questions, and that's what I'm doing. I listen to my fans, and I hear them, and these are some of the questions that they're asking.
Kudos to you. That's great. That's how you host a podcast.
You know, I try. I try.
I think you're succeeding.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's more than trying.
No, it's this is my world. I love it. I love the fact that you're on my show. And I just have another very, very important question that people all across the globe want to know.
Sure.
Do you prefer to have very oily skin or very dry skin?
Do I prefer oily skin or dry skin? I guess, well, the problem with oily skin is you get a lot of acne.
Mm-hmm.
But dry skin, it's like peeling and very ugly, awful. I think I would go with oily, despite the difficulty with acne, because oily skin is actually probably healthier than dry skin, even if it's too oily.
Okay.
It's better than too dry.
Wow, he sounds like a dermatologist. That question came to us from Chuck. Hi, Chuck.
Hi, Chuck.
Yes. Yes.
Hey, what's up, Chuck?
Yeah. What's up, Chuck? That's a good one. Maybe he'll name his Twitter account that.
What's up, Chuck?
Yes. Yeah. I'm just so excited that you're here and answering these questions. This has really, really just been a great, great time hanging out with you.
It has been wonderful.
Yeah. And I want to also ask you, if there was to be a movie about you, who would you want to play you?
I would want to play myself, I think.
Apparently you didn't hear the question.
Uh-huh.
If there was a movie about you,
uh-huh,
who other than you would you want
to
play you?
Other than
oh,
you,
I'm sorry.
Living or dead, or does it have to be someone current?
Prefer current, but if you can somehow bring somebody alive to play you, that'd be
well,
awesome.
It's a hypothetical question. So I was at, now who do I think should play me? Probably, I think Tom Hanks would be really good as me.
You know what? I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay. I could totally see that.
Yeah. And if Tom Hanks was not available, then probably Kristen Stewart.
Don't know who that is, but okay.
The girl from Twilight.
Oh, he's making it funny.
Or Taylor Lautner. Either of those two. And pretty much anyone from Twilight would be fine.
I call it Twatlight. But okay. Yeah, that's great.
That sounds dirty.
Yes, but
we like
that.
A sex cast.
Well, yes. We try to keep things interesting here. So, okay. So everyone, you heard it. His number one preference would be Tom Hanks. And would you have a little cameo of Wilson the Ball in your bio?
I don't think so. I don't.
He's looking at me puzzled.
Although, actually, you know, there is a place for Wilson because when I was in junior high, we had, you know, we played volleyball in the gymnasium, you know, and I went up to spike a ball and this other guy dove for the ball.
Uh-huh.
And he hit my legs. While I was in the midair, he hit my legs.
Wow.
So my legs came out from under me and I landed on my head. And I got a terrible concussion.
Oh, that's
so.
The
there's
problem.
The cameo for the Wilson volleyball, and that's a huge moment in my life.
I had no idea you fell on your head.
I fell on my head. Yeah.
Okay, and were you different? Were you the same after this, or was this always you? Is my big question.
I really don't know. Mm. I really don't know because when you're concussed, you don't really remember anything.
Concussed.
So I didn't remember anything during the concussion time.
Wow.
So if my personality changed afterwards, I'm not really sure. It's hard to
remember.
It's hard to remember. It's hard to be objective about who you are and how your personality changes and what affects that. But it's highly possible that I became a better or worse person,
you know,
because of a terrible brain injury. Yeah.
Okay, that does explain a lot. Dot, dot, dot.
Mm-hmm.
That's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Do you, I don't know, have any violent tendencies now, or you're just pretty even keel? I've really never seen you lose it, so I'm just curious if
I don't generally lose it, but
okay.
I've lost it on I can be pushed.
Okay.
But I try to keep it even keeled out of respect for others.
Lovely. And so no bar fights as of recently?
I have never in my life been in a bar fight.
Is that one of the things on your bucket list?
No.
Is there anything on your bucket list you could tell us? Do you have a bucket list?
No, but I was on a podcast. I was guested on a podcast where I was asked that. The guy who hosted, I can't remember his name, who hosted the podcast said that I was kind of a jerk because all the stuff on my bucket list was very selfish and self-indulgent.
Can you give us an example?
Oh, you know, starring in movies and three ways and shit like that.
Everybody has that on their bucket list.
Yeah, but apparently he thought that my bucket list should have been, you know, to save starving children or something. And
no one has that on their bucket list.
To stop cancer and AIDS and all that.
Yeah.
So that's now apparently what I have to have on my bucket list.
Well, you can have that on your public bucket list, on your private bucket list. Hey, you can have a three-way with an ape and a gorilla. Nobody's going to judge
you. I don't
you.
Want that. I just want to say for the record that I don't want to have a three-way with primates.
You do love them, though. I look around the room sometimes
I love
and I see
apes
them.
And gorillas, but it's purely platonic.
Okay. I don't get that obsession, but I'm not here to
you
judge.
You don't like apes and gorillas and monkeys and whatnot? Very interesting creatures.
You're an interesting creature, but I just, for some reason, I don't know if I'd have a bunch of stuffed animals of you around me as well.
Wow. I don't think they make stuffed animals of me yet, but they should.
They should, maybe after this podcast.
They should. You know what would be good?
What?
is a body pillow shaped like me.
That's called a blow-up doll. But yes, that would be very interesting.
No, but like, because not the blow-up dolls are for dudes, but this body, ladies love the body pillows.
Okay.
So, it, you know, it's just like kind of shaped like me, and it's got red hair on top.
Should we have an indent on the head of where you fell? Just kidding.
Too soon. That happened in junior high. I'm old.
You're not supposed to tell your real age. No, that happened 10 years ago, right?
I didn't say my real age. I just said old.
Older.
Older than junior high.
Yes, older than junior high, younger than senior citizen. How about that?
Okay, yeah.
That works, because that's your age range on your resume, am I correct?
My age range is I will play whatever you'll pay me to play.
Spoken like a true actor and friend. Tra, this has been amazing.
It really
amazing having you on the show.
This is a great podcast.
No, thank
Very
you so much.
Way more sexual than I had expected.
Really? I don't know if that's a compliment or not, but hey, I'll take it, right?
I think sexuality is wonderful. It's a compliment.
And so if you saw me or any fabulous woman sitting at a bar, what would your number one pickup line be?
Wow, I was never a pickup line guy. I never did that. If I was going to talk to someone at a bar, I'd just say, you know, hey, can I buy you a drink?
And you're shut down. Okay. So
you can't do cheesy lines. It's like if a girl at a bar looks at you like she might be interested, then you go up and you say, hey, what's up? You know, I'm Todd.
Hey, what's up?
And then I think it's, you know, it's, isn't it sort of bar pickup rules that you buy the lady a drink? Isn't that how that works?
Well, in this day and age, you'd actually meet online, then meet at a bar for meet and greet.
You've gotten the small talk out of the way.
Then. So then what would you type online as your pickup line to the girl's picture that you saw on the online dating site?
I don't know. Hey, do you know that semen is supposed to be really good for your skin?
If someone typed that to me, I think I definitely would meet you for a drink.
Yeah.
I might not swallow, but I'll meet you for a drink.
Well, you don't want to swallow. You want to just rub it all over your skin because it keeps you young.
Oh, fans, are you hearing this? Lord. This has been a great time with Mr. Todd Robert Anderson, the man with three first names. Tra-tra. And I hope you guys had a great time. I hope we answered all your questions. And please, please send me more if there's other urgent, important stuff that you want to know about Mr. Anderson. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is The Real Deal with Dre. Nighty-night.